Anyway, hey, let's go 5 for 30. Search, dial before you dig always. These are five issues that we haven't got to. Short and sharp, boys. It's 10 to 9. Jared Waitley not far away. Is Al Clarkson being mischievous by pulling Isaac Smith and Luke Bruce out of AFLX?
Yeah, of course he's being, well, mischievous. He's just being Clarko. That he doesn't care about AFLX.
What about poor old Jack Revolt, who's the captain of his team, the whatever they are, and he had both those. He picked both those boys.
Is this the start of the avalanche?
Are they all going to start? Are we going to get five more withdrawals today?
And if it falls over after the first year, Isaac and Brewster, they might have to wear it. They might kill. They might single-handedly.
There's shoots involved.
Is this like the State of Origin, where if you pull out for no reason, you're black banned for the next year?
Well, yeah. This is interesting.
Oh, no, they shouldn't be allowed to play the first six AFL games.
Ooh.
I'm joking, of course.
I quite like that.
I'm joking.
Were you surprised by that, though?
Yeah, I was surprised because everybody committed. Everybody had the opportunity to actually tick the box about whether or not they wanted to be picked or not. But
They'd cross the Rubicon, I thought.
I thought they had, yeah.
Should the Blues re-sign, as has been touted, their number one pick, Sam Walsh, without him playing a game? So this is allegedly or reportedly in negotiations now, discussions to extend Sam Walsh.
Well, that seems a bit early. Wait until he... There's no rush, I would have thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to lock away your best showing. They've seen enough. He apparently is an absolute star on the track in all areas. They just want to lock him away. Fair enough, I say.
Should it be you can't? I think you should extend it to 4 years, right?
The first contract should be a 4-year contract. Yeah. Yep.
And you can't.
All just the first
blanket.
Round.
Yeah.
So you've
got
to stay for 4 years. Whatever
for the first pick.
Yeah. No, anyone.
Anyone. So you get 4 years. Okay.
Yeah. First 20 picks.
Well, but anyway, you know what I mean.
First round picks.
Yeah, and then not be able to renegotiate or extend beyond the first 2 years.
Would help too, I think, if for draft, you know, for the 17-year-old and you nominate for the draft, you're in for 4 years, yeah. You go to Brisbane, you're in Gold Coast for 4 years.
Got 4 years to...
And give that club a chance to get them ingrained. Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
Jack Lukosius is up at the Gold Coast. He's there for 4 years. They've got 4 years to impress upon him that this is your place where you should be for the next 10 or 12 years. One Day World Cup was launched in London. Warner and Smith back. Are we the team to beat? As I think Shane Warne said that we're as good as any team in the world with those two players back in the side.
Yeah, Ricky Ponting said that as well.
It was Ricky Ponting, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, what do you think?
Channel Whisp.
I'm worried about the chemistry. It's going to take a little while.
The chemistry?
Yeah, just they haven't played, you know, they've been out of the game for a while. New team, lot of noise around them back in the side. I think it'll take a while to...
Well, you played a cricket game on the weekend. I'll listen to you.
I ran out for one.
The chemistry.
Have you got any questions? Are you going to ask him 5 for 30? You got to contribute at any stage?
Okay. Will Footy Olympics return at some stage? Sam Newman spoke about it this morning. You missed something magnificent before 7 o'clock this morning. He spoke about what he got out of it. He still thinks about it daily, about the Footy Olympic experience.
Why not?
Is there room for it on the calendar somewhere?
Well, yeah. It should be this Friday night as part of the AFLX.
So you're a marketing genius.
It's kind of pushed into All-Star Weekend. This is not State of Origin. This is All-Star Weekend.
Love it.
So just wedge it in there.
You are a genius. This would make AFLX.
That's your best work so far.
You know what should be happening? We called for this the other day, you know, with time trials and everything like that this time of year. The AFL mile should be run in between the first AFLX and the second AFLX. So
and a group one race too.
$25,000 up for the winner.
Yep.
So you get your best runner out there. Imagine all the club's best mile runner stands there.
Seriously, I love this idea of extending it into other areas.
High jump. Shot put.
Yep.
How many people were you sitting around a bar tonight saying, I wonder who can jump the highest in the AFL?
And do you know what?
We can clear all that up.
But the players are doing the same. They don't want to be just footballers. They think they're masters of the year. They can do anything.
Songwriters.
They want to show off. Well, no, they can't write songs. That's a very small percentage.
The All-Star game, the appeal of that was that they got to show off in front of their mates, NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
That was a big show-off day.
Yeah, what was the score? 178 to 164. I mean, the game itself is rubbish, it's for the kids.
And,
but it's,
you can get to one-up each other.
Yep.
Is it okay for, I want to ask Bob this question, is it okay for Geelong and North Melbourne to lock everybody out and play a practice game? yep. away from prying eyes.
Oh, so that no one's allowed to
no
watch?
No one's allowed in.
Really?
It's a, well, we're going to send up a chopper, so you'll be able to see it on Channel 7 News tonight. But apart from that, nobody's allowed in to watch. Fair enough or not?
Yeah, I don't really care. Leave them to it.
Okay.
Bob and Tim, in 3 years' time, or within 3 years, James Heard will be back coaching an AFL football team.
Are you making that statement or are you asking a question?
I'm saying that. What is your response?
Just reading the paper that he wants to, or he's open to it. That if he's into it, definitely.
Right. You think he'd be back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Bob on that. I don't know that he's into it, but if he is, I can't see any reason why he won't be.
This is a question I wanted to get to earlier today. So that's what 5 for 30 is all about. It's been revealed that Jeremy McGovern, who had the internal bleeding from the lead up to the grand final, went to have some more treatment, wanted to have more treatment, take the time on the eve of the grand final to get himself right, but and miss the grand final parade. But the AFL said, you're on the grand final parade, so I had to get an Uber to get to the parade. Right call or wrong call by the AFL?
I can understand why they did that. It's the protecting the border of the... Because, a grand final week's like, everyone's carrying something. So as soon as one is, he's got medical treatment, then you'll have,
no one turns
you'll
up.
Have 12 blokes there.
Pretty good answer from you.
Yeah.
I was a bit the other way, but I can see your point.
No, I'm with Bob on that too. It's one
they're
in
just,
all.
They're just they're sitting in the back of a car.
It's not hard work.
Like how much treatment?
Oh, geez, you've quickly forgotten.
What?
He's out of the game 5 minutes.
How hard do you think it is to sit in the back of a Toyota Hilux?
When you're bleeding internally.
Don't go around the speed humps, Gary.
Is Jared
Lottis, there's no speed humps up Swanson Street.
Last question before Jared Waitley joins us. Gold Coast Suns' decision to delist Jared or not re-contract Jared Lyons, is that one of the most
bewildering
is what I'm after decisions in recent times, given that they have got a crying out need for experienced players?
I watched Gold Coast quite a lot last year.
You did? And you were bullish about it.
I was bullish about the Suns, watched them really closely. But he showed up every week. Like he's not
good numbers, good citizen.
Yeah, he might not be a complete player, but he wins the ball, and they could do with a lot of players that knock out four quarters.
Well, I think the knock on him from their perspective was that he couldn't spread quickly enough. He couldn't move around the ground quickly enough.
He had the ball in his hands, Tim. Unlike most of their team last year.
You know, like they're all smarter than we are, but I think they misread that.